The doctor is in. On a recent Friday sundown walk, my wife and I came upon a female wood duck unable to fly. A quick examination of the unfortunate bird revealed a bulging protrusion near her stomach. We recognized it as egg binding, a serious condition our favorite bird book reported as needing the immediate skills of a veterinarian. As the sun slipped below the horizon, I hurriedly called the nearest vet listed in the phone book. Being a fan of James Herriot, the famous English animal doctor, I totally expected his American counterpart to answer my call amid a chorus of barking dogs. Tristan and Siegfried-type partners would be standing by, ready to lay gentle hands on our feathered friends.
"Our office hours are Monday through Friday, 9 to 5,"
the recording announced. I called the emergency number throughout the evening and finally got an answer. "I'm taking tomorrow off," the woman informed me firmly, as if I'd just asked her to operate on an elephant. "I can look at the animal on Monday during regular business hours." She hurriedly suggested a few things I might try, then hung up. The next morning, I began calling every animal clinic listed in the phone book. I got machine after machine. The one office that was open didn't handle wild ducks. Only common household pets, I was told politely. Meanwhile, our little friend was getting weaker and weaker. By Monday morning, when I hurried her to the closest clinic, she could hardly move. Hours later, she died. "If you had brought her in a few days earlier," the receptionist intoned sadly, "we could have saved her." She wasn't aware that that's exactly what I'd tried to do. But her boss and every other vet in the area wanted the weekend off. I'm all for taking a break from work. I'll be the first to champion the healing powers of a relaxing weekend away from the office. But I wasn't asking anyone to hang out their shingle for a whole day, to turn their backs on family and friends in favor of my suffering wood duck. This was an egg-bound waterfowl. In skillful and experienced hands, treatment is straightforward and quick. Work the egg out without breaking it. Duck regains strength, flies south for the winter, everyone goes home happy. However, on this particular weekend, no one responded, and the animal died. I'm so glad God's clinic stays open year-round. He doesn't post hours, doesn't even own an answering machine, and refuses to work through uninformed receptionists. He's there, on call, ready and willing to touch my life with spiritual healing anytime I ask. To him, the simplest request is a full-blown emergency, complete with wailing sirens, clanging gurneys, and white-robed angels of mercy standing by ready to pounce on the problem with unrestrained eagerness and limitless skill. Thank you, Jesus, for never closing me out.